All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
What's good, everybody? Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
For the audio listener, we are all dressed up as...
Waldo!
Where are we? I don't know. We're right here.
We're all right here. You can see us. Matt, you look ridiculous.
I can say the same about you!
Well, yeah. Just because you're big, so it's like everything's kind of tight.
Does it really look that tight?
No, I'm just being silly.
You're calling me fit?
Do you guys like Where's Waldo?
I used to.
Like the
I
book?
Used to play it all the time.
What?
I think there's like an app now. Like
a
New York Times section. Where's Waldo?
I'm sure there's like an app that's a game or something. You have to find him.
Are these glasses ruining the illusion?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I think you should just be blind the whole episode.
How blind are you?
What is it like when you put them on over?
Well, it was weird before because normally when I put on glasses, my vision instantly gets better, but now it didn't. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Well, I think you should be able to see. I don't.
Okay, I mean, it's fine.
I'm kidding. Do whatever you need to do.
No, it's fine. I'll do this.
Can you see? Is it like horrible?
It's not horrible. It's just not as like...
How many fingers am I holding up?
Okay. That's not how vision works.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
Do you not know how when people have like... It's not like...
I have an astigmatism, so you say, I understand.
But it's not like you... no one has glasses to the point where they're like, oh, what do you have, four fingers instead of two? Like...
Yeah,
it's like
but
a neurological
I feel like if you
thing.
Can't see like far away or close up, it'd be blurry.
It's like I can't read stuff.
What does that say?
I can't read it.
Hmm. Oh, you can't?
Like that piece of paper right there? No.
Oh, you can't.
Ever since getting LASIK, what sucks is that I can't do the whole like, oh, I can't see that. Now I can.
Right.
Like,
you think it sucks?
You can't like do that whole like vision difference thing anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you still think about that you got LASIK? Like,
yeah.
Does that come to your mind?
I thought
like,
about
oh,
it
thank
yesterday.
God. Uh-huh. And you're just like, I love it.
Yeah.
Was it scary? Were you nervous getting it?
No, not at all. I mean, they give you a little bit of a Valium before, so you're kind of like, let's do the damn thing. But no, I was not.
Because your eyes are open the whole time.
Yeah, like, I don't think I could do that.
But for like 2 minutes,
oh,
and they're
really?
Lubricating it the
I think
whole time.
It would feel like an hour, though, doesn't it?
No, it's like 15 minutes the whole session, and they do like a couple minutes on one eye, a couple minutes on the other eye, but
then hopefully they don't chop it off too much.
You do feel like in the moment when they're doing it that you did something wrong, though, because you kind of like stop seeing for a bit.
Yeah, your vision
God.
Goes black. They cut your eye, they lift it up, and they shoot the laser in, and for that like 2 minute period, you just see black. Like, it's just not, you can't see anything.
No.
Yeah, I don't
know. My stomach just churned.
Yeah.
When you said that.
Because you were literally blind. Like, your eye is just off.
No.
Off.
Yeah.
Your eyes
no,
off.
No.
Matt, we have a gift for you from our good friends at Owala.
What?
They finally sent us all bottles.
They said happy wedding.
Also one for Patricia.
Yes.
We all have ours.
Thank you, Owala.
That one still somehow looks like
the,
you.
The like unsponsored sponsor of this podcast.
The unofficial
sponsor of this podcast.
It's such a beautiful looking water bottle.
I love
miss
mine.
Your old one.
I know. Wait, did I say it in the
you
other
did,
episode?
But, they won't know till next week.
Yeah, left it at the gym and have not been able to find it, so I've been needing a new one.
I do love mine. I'm drinking out of it every day.
Yeah, you guys all need the
Mike
silencers.
Didn't wash his before he put water in it.
No, I did. I was kidding about that.
You're lying.
Wait,
I didn't wash it with soap. I rinsed it out with water, though.
Wait, you're supposed to wash a water bottle when you like get
before
a
you
new
first
one?
Use it, yeah.
It's not already clean?
No, it comes from, like from the factory with all the chemicals and shit, and so you're supposed to wash it out before you use it for the first time.
I think we're fine, guys.
I think you'll be fine.
No
Owala's
matter
a great
how
company.
We operate, we're
it's
all
gonna
fine
be
here.
Fine.
Was Waldo... Was he German? Was he French? Was he Swedish?
Should I look up history
he's
of where
giving,
yes. Waldo?
What, did
he's
he have a wife?
Swede. I bet Waldo was a boy.
Yeah.
That's why he was hiding. Because he was hiding from all the women he ghosted.
Or
so?
He's a criminal.
Was Waldo on the run? Is this supposed to be like a bandit? I never did the context of why he was roaming the world.
And they definitely gave like a description at the beginning of the book.
Yeah, there were some backstories.
Like, I wasn't reading that. Just fast forward to the little maze.
There was always that kind of chaos going on in all
yes,
of the...
Yes, that's the point.
It used to be called Wally. Where's Wally?
Oh.
And they had a lot of replay value, those books, too. Like, I had two or three of them, and you would, like, find them, and then you go to the next page, and you'd find them again, whatever, and then you can, like, that same session,
you forget
go back
them.
To page one, you're like, wait, where the fuck was he?
Yeah.
Because there was so much going on in every one.
Totally,
really
yeah.
good replay value. I feel like an app would not be as fun. You're just, like, scrolling around, like, where the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
But does it have any context on, like, himself as a character? Or what about, like, Waldo on, like, you know, like, the Wikipedias that are, like, fictional Wikipedias?
Oh, wait. This is originally dubbed Wally by British creator and illustrator Martin Handford. His moniker changed when he hopped over the pond to North America. Wally became Waldo. Why? Perhaps? Pretty simple. Publishers around the world decided to give Wally a name that local readers would be familiar with, hence the minor tweak.
What?
Like, is Waldo more...
Wally.
Ralph Waldo Emerson?
Okay, so wait, Waldo... was originally a UK thing.
Mm-hmm. His name was Wally.
Okay.
And then when it got popular over the pond, they changed it to
Why
Waldo.
Was he hiding? Do we know? What did he do? What are his crimes?
Well, okay. Here it says...
Tax evasion.
Waldo was created by an artist named Martin Handford. He was trying to write a book that would showcase his artistic talent. He created the character Waldo to help provide a link between each scene in the book. His earlier editors thought this book was... His earlier editors thought his book filled with only crowd scenes would be lacking a them and direction. I don't know what the fuck that means.
A theme?
It just says a them.
Maybe a theme.
Maybe it means theme, yeah. Once he was lost and then he was found.
Huh. So not really a huge backstory.
No, but I feel like in the books it was like telling a story and they're like, oh no, now he got trapped up in this.
Yeah.
Can you find him?
It's like, yeah.
It's like in a quicksand like... biodome.
Damn.
And stuff. Is it sexy
Waldo?
He's scary. I like the loser Waldo better.
Yeah, we like the emo Waldo.
And the I Spy books, did you have those too?
Oh yes. I Spy was
those
so fun.
So brilliant.
There's a great video about how they made those too.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, they were like all real photographs.
Yeah.
Like they would actually have an artist arrange them and like do the lighting.
Cool.
And
there's a girl on TikTok who has like a collection, but she's collected all the items that are I Spy
oh wow
thing. Like she tries to hunt down the exact toy that they have in the picture scape.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
good for her.
Well, anyways, our first episode back from
your wedding and your honeymoon
and my honeymoon as well.
Oh, is that why you were in Hawaii?
Yes, that's why I was in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I'm assuming you're probably doing all of your podcasts at your wedding.
Patricia came on like unfiltered yesterday for like a good bit and we talked about it, but like you guys have me at your full disposal, so anything you want
to... Well, I always like to know, so I asked Joe this too, is there anything that wasn't supposed to happen that happened, but nobody noticed? Like any mistakes happened, but nobody noticed?
Yeah, no, definitely not too many big mistakes. Nothing ever went terribly wrong. And that's what I was always expecting, is that there was going to be one big thing that was going to be totally out of my control that I was going to like cringe about. But no, there was just when you guys went to the reception, there was like a welcome party area. And originally, it was supposed to be like a cocktail hour before you went into the main reception venue, which is like pretty normal, I think, for some weddings. They have this little cocktail hour, and it's supposed to be outside on like the patio, and they had a whole bar set up. But during our actual wedding ceremony, Birmingham was experiencing like a lot of intense winds, especially on top of this.
Oh, it was super windy when we got up there, like the door slammed open.
So they had a bar set up in advance, and apparently the wind took it all down.
Oh,
like
the bar,
glasses, bottles, all of it just completely like shattered. So they had to go with like plan B and just say, let's open up the reception to everybody else. So
I didn't even know that.
What?
I didn't even realize that there was supposed to be an outdoor. So
he just told you at lunch.
I'm doing it for the audience here. Good grief.
I know. No, I understand. You can still,
No, I know.
So, that was like a thing that like we didn't expect. Oh, Patricia, when we were up there at the altar. So in the Greek church, when you get married in the Greek church, they put your wedding band on your right hand, not your left hand.
I saw
you
that.
You switch it after, right?
Oh,
and I didn't even know that until the moment was happening, because I was like
wrong hand.
Or maybe I did, I can't remember. But when they put it on Patricia's finger, she didn't account that like, oh, maybe her ring finger on her right hand is a totally different size than her left hand. And when they put it on, it just went like like right on, which was funny. It was so great. It broke the tension. But in the moment, I was like, did they switch up the rings? Like, is this even the right ring? Like, how did they get this wrong? We tried it on yesterday. It was fine. So that was the whole thing that was unexpected.
Like, it wouldn't go on all the way.
Why did they do that?
Why did they put it on the right hand?
Yeah.
I think it may be like a Father, Son, Holy Spirit kind of like.
There was something about switching a lot, too, that they were doing. Like,
yeah, they
the crowns
were doing this the whole time.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
There was
The right hand of God. I don't know. I think there's probably some symbolism behind it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did like everything in threes. Those are the only things that I was like, ooh.
What was the result of the red velvet cake debacle? Because there was a, I remember you were like, I don't want red velvet cake.
I told you.
It's just chocolate cake, but it's just dyed chocolate cake.
We did have red velvet cake.
I know,
but,
I know.
But what's surprising when we were cutting the cake, though, it was white because we agreed that the, apparently the base was going to be white and there was red velvet on the top. So that was such a surprise when I pulled it out. Like, this isn't red velvet.
Yeah, yeah. I did have a piece of the red velvet, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was like so fucking good.
It was like the consistency of the cake. I loved it. But it was like Play-Doh-y. Like, it was such a good, like, it was so nice.
Delicious. Like, you could build a castle. Like a castle.
Out of it. I remember when I got the cake, I was like, I remember Matt, like, talking shit about red velvet cake.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
When I just think it's like a little. Married, you were like, people who have red velvet on their.
Oh, me and Patricia and I, yeah, we definitely argued about it back and forth. I just didn't think red was part of the color palette of the wedding. And I just didn't feel like it fit the
theme. Sounds like a good compromise to, like, cut
it. It was delicious.
Yeah, it was so good.
I liked it.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm so curious about how it went, though, in y'all's eyes, too.
We did not have fun.
Oh. I will say we did rush the reception. It was like the Hunger Games because we knew there was no seating chart, so we were like, we gotta get in and sit together. Well,
did
right
it ever
away.
Seem like it was that like people like a free for all for people scrambling for tables?
I mean, it wasn't like scrambling with elbows being thrown and stuff. But it was like we should get some seats.
I think it's because we knew that we were like, we gotta find our table.
Right.
We went in first, so like that was like kind of funny.
And then like if we got up to go do something, we'd come back and people would be sitting in our chairs.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was kind of funny. It was like me and Nolan, Aaron and TJ, another Greg and his girlfriend Jamie, and then this like really old lady came up and sat with us. And then some other. It was just like hilarious.
Linda, I think it's your dad's friend's wife or girlfriend.
Mark
wife,
and
I'm
Linda
sure.
Tool.
I'm not sure their last name, but they were so nice.
Yeah. Or Kip and Linda. Was Kip really tall?
So tall.
Oh, yeah, Kip and Linda.
And he had a mask.
Yeah.
She told me that I looked like a painting. And so I was like, you're my new best friend.
She's the best.
Painting. Yeah, she was like, you're like a painting. And I was like, what? And she's like, you're just so beautiful. You're like a painting. And I was like, thank you.
Did you see the picture of
TJ was like, hey, back off. She's mine.
Yes, my parents were so excited to meet you, Aaron, especially because you were like the one close friend who I've known and
And your mom
with.
Was like the first person we saw at the welcome party.
She was
we
so
walked
thrilled.
In. We got French 75s. Me and Sam.
Oh,
there's
did
some
you?
Cute pictures of it too. I'll send
and
it to
then,
you.
And then you made it on Jim's feed post too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did it all.
Yeah.
Jimbo, my king, my literal king. And then we met your Uncle Mark.
Oh, yes, my Uncle Mark.
I loved Uncle Mark. He was a little shady, and I appreciated that.
It's shady about what?
I can't publicly say. It's between Mark and I.
All right.
And but he knows.
Do I know?
I think so, yeah, okay, probably. Okay. But he was so funny and sweet. Like every family member of yours that I met. Or like friend of.
Yeah, and at the reception, I wasn't really thinking about it, but like obviously so many of your friends and family back home like watch and listen to Good Influence or like all your podcasts.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so they would be like,
oh yeah, some guy came up to us.
Yeah, and he was like, it's so nice to finally meet you. Like I watch
Patrick?
Your podcast.
I was Patrick
like,
Lyons,
oh.
Yeah.
He's I think like, his what? Name might have been Patrick. I don't know how I remember
he's
that.
He's a workout guy.
Yeah.
Who?
Workout buff guy, blonde hair.
He's one of my hometown friends.
He did have blonde hair, yeah.
Yeah,
Patrick. He was so nice.
That's
very nice.
That's how Matt got ripped is on his like workout
Lion
program.
Shred, check it out.
Free plug.
It is.
There were so many people. Erin describes it great. It's like speed dating, she always says.
Yeah. We hung out for maybe 8 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was like, hello, how are you? Oh my gosh, how are you? Oh my gosh, how are you? It was a lot of that, but
and I kept seeing people be like, "Oh my god, I didn't know you were coming here." Oh my god, hi, good to see you. And then like I would look at you and Patricia, like I was like giving Matt a hug, and then like as I'm taking away, someone's grabbing him in another direction. Like I was just like, they are.
Well,
going.
I feel like I kind of prioritize also like interacting with the people who like I don't see that often and came like really far away and like you
of
know,
course.
Definitely seeing them. But it was a lot to take in.
Yeah, were you like, how did you feel by the end of it? Were you like, I don't want to speak to anyone ever again.
Exhausted. No, yeah. Especially on Sunday when I realized, like, oh, we had like a little brunch after, and then I realized we had friends who were like staying the night,
lingering,
which I loved. We were willing to host them and everything, yeah. But I was like, I have not been alone with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
In so forever. Like, and especially when it's your wedding, you know, like it's your birthday and like, oh, you're getting tons of texts. People are posting it on Instagram. You just want to like be able to sit down, yeah, and like experience it. I like hardly had any like time,
yeah,
to like look through all of the pictures and, yeah, messages people were sending me.
Yeah.
But it was just nice though, being able to go to a honeymoon and just like,
yeah,
chill.
How was
relax.
It?
Are we pregnant yet?
No. No. It was fantastic. We went to the Four Seasons Hualalai, which, ooh, Remy Cruz recommended me. It's on Kona, the Big Island. Guys, best resort I've ever stayed at my entire life.
I'm sick. Sure.
Wait, that's not the White Lotus.
No,
one,
that's
it?
On Maui.
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Liquid IV. Liquid IV, everybody, our favorite. Now, as you may or may not know, I am not an athlete, but you don't have to be an athlete to need some extra hydration throughout your day. I'm always here sitting on Zoom meetings, answering emails, long travel days, some late nights out, but Liquid IV makes it easy to stay hydrated. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single stick. And now their hydration multiplier comes in 3 delicious sugar-free flavors. We got white peach, green grape, and lemon lime, a proprietary zero sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. What I love about Liquid IV, it's so simple. I just pull out a stick, mix it into a cup of water, and I am good to go. I love how convenient it is. I love the flavoring. I love everything about Liquid IV. I love the variety of flavors. They truly all taste so delicious. This week, I'm doing green grape, but I truly do love the white peach and the lemon lime. The flavors are all delicious. You got to try them for yourself. But I think my favorite is the green grape because it's got that tart and crisp grape taste that I love. And as we all know, with 1 stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, it hydrates much better than water alone. There's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. There's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. It's non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. For daily use before a workout, when you feel run down, or after a long night out, or after a long flight, you got to stay hydrated on those long travel days. So grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free, in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GOOD at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GOOD at liquidiv.com. And now back to the episode.
It was just unbelievable. And we got upgraded via American Express.
Oh, slay.
Yes.
The room that we got upgraded to. I said this on Unfiltered, but I'll say it again. Would have been $3,600 a night. The room that we got upgraded to.
Wow.
Which is like triple.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
And over what we were paying per night. And so I was just like,
it was an American Express upgrade?
Yeah, because it's part of the fine hotels and resorts collection.
Are you guys filtering in a brand deal?
No,
right?
No. I'm saying because we have the same American Express card.
And I'm a credit card buff. I like try to get my point to get it maximized.
Same.
And because of like Sophia Richie or whatever, because she like got proposed to at this like hotel or whatever.
Oh.
A lot of the hype went up, and like the original room we wanted, I had to even like downgrade more because it was getting so expensive.
Oh no.
And so it was so great.
Hmm.
What Amex card?
Platinum.
Business Platinum.
Okay. I have that.
And I think the gold still is part of like the fine hotels.
Love the lounges too with Amex, like at the Centurion Lounge.
Yeah, I just go to the Sky Club. Honestly, like the Centurion Lounge isn't that great at LAX.
No, I agree.
It's not. It's LAX has nothing really good. Is the Delta Lounge there good?
Yeah. They just redid it. It's really nice.
Mm. LAX terminal is so nice now. I mean,
the Delta.
Delta, not LAX.
Yeah.
Delta
LAX
terminal is so nice. We got there and we were like, wait, I haven't flown Delta in so long.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
But did you guys, was there anything else from your end that I wanted to?
Well, I thought Birmingham was very cute.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was like, because before I was at Nolan's dad's house in Nashville. And he was like, how many people live in Birmingham? He was like, I don't know. It's got to be like 300,000-400,000. And he looked up, it's like over 1 million.
Oh, yeah. It's a little
bit
bigger.
But it was really cute. Like, before your wedding, we went to like a thrift store. We went to get pizza and like saw the town a little bit. Nolan went like thrifting that morning and went to some estate sales.
So,
yeah, it was just silly, like driving from Nashville to Birmingham. As soon as we entered Alabama, we went to this like gas station and there were just like gun keychains, like next to like heart keychains. Uh-huh. I was like, this is so just like coming from California. It's like so jarring.
Also, I feel like a lot of people, like the priest, He
we got beef with the priest.
Shit on LA.
Yeah, a lot of the speeches and people were talking.
What is up with that? I don't know why you would live there. Under God's chapel, just talking shit, Father.
Yeah, that was. I mean, I get it though. They're like, they want their Patricia to come
back home. Just like grew up at that church. And he's seen
it was funny though, hearing all these people like,
just well, a priest talking shit.
For some
shit.
Reason, she moved out west in that weird town of La La Land, LA, and like, okay, guys, we're all from here.
Holy
like,
weird. It's like half of the party.
The band was sick.
Good. Yeah, the band.
Oh,
was
the band was so fun to watch.
Yeah, they were.
I was not expecting that at all.
They were fantastic. Yeah. And Patricia did not like rehearse that whole dance she did with.
Oh, when she got on stage.
That was a highlight.
Yeah, but people thought like, yeah, that was like a stage thing that she had like rehearsed it with them. It wasn't planned at all.
It was great,
but it was fantastic.
We had a great time.
Did you have fun at the reception?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I had a blast.
Were you like, thank God? Were you kind of like, thank God it's over in a sense of like, yes. I don't have to like.
Yes. It's not that like the wedding. I'm just glad the whole wedding project is done.
Yeah.
That's
filed
done.
Away.
I was like, obviously it's sad on like the day your wedding ends because it's such a perfect day. You never want that like day to end. Yeah. But I think I'm just glad that's all done. And even though there's still so much more with like thank you notes and all of that.
Did you feel like it went by so fast?
You know what? No, because I made sure that I tried to stay being present for it because I knew it was going to fly by.
That's what everybody says.
And the weekend was pretty like well organized too with like the groomsmen. Like I was with you basically the whole weekend from where we're getting ready to the post-toast, the reception, the rehearsal dinner, the buses that we were taken to and from the hotels. Like there were so many different things that I feel like it felt like there was a whole week's worth of stuff.
Yeah.
In those 2 days.
There
were
huge moments of like monotony or anything. Just all of it was occupied. I felt so like presently in the moment with my time with people. I wish though I still had like a little bit more like nobody talked to me for just a second. But you can't pull that card out. Just to be like, can you guys just let me be? But I wish I did kind of take a little bit more like selfish alone time just to like look at it all.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
To float above.
Mm-hmm. When the bar closed at the at the end of the night, like at the reception, the bar closed at like 11 or 12 or whatever. And I like wanted one more drink before we like go into the next place. And I went up to the bar and there was a security guard or a cop or someone with a gun. And it's Alabama. So I was just like, okay, whatever. I'm going to just like sneak by this guy. And he looked at me and I was go, hey, I'm just going to go sneak by and get a drink. And he goes, no, you're not. Bar's closed. I was like, come on. It's like 11:02. I'm going to get a drink. And he puts his hand on his gun and goes, no, you're not, buddy. And I was like,
what?
I was like, what? He goes, you're in Alabama. We don't play that. We don't play that game here. And I was like, okay, I am so sorry. And then I went to another bar because there was like multiple. And I was like, all right, this guy I'm not even going to talk to. And basically the same thing happened. Like the security guard like stepped right in front of me. Was like,
did it feel like the bar closed like too early though?
No. Okay. It's like as people were funneling out, I'm just like, I was having a good time. I'm like, let me get one more for the road. Like people were funneling out. I was trying to like be a little bit of a bad boy, which I was.
A bad boy.
But it was great.
Well, good. I'm so glad
you
guys
were
there.
A lot of like armed. There was like one I kept seeing. I was like, maybe
me
he's
too.
Like friend
I didn't even
of...
notice.
Yeah, there was one like
he was
cop.
Like a sheriff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like maybe he's friend of the family or something.
We did hire some security though.
Oh, that's probably what it was.
He was just in line for food.
Yeah.
No, I think it's like one of your uncles who wears a cowboy hat.
No, this...
Don't you have an uncle that like wears a cowboy hat?
Yeah,
I think that's who you guys were talking about.
No, this guy was literally wearing a sheriff uniform.
Oh,
yeah, he was on duty.
Oh, and he was just... I guess, I mean, that happens though when you're like working, you get to eat a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you get any photos or anything or videos back from any of the people? Or not yet?
We're supposed to be getting them back today. That's why we've been waiting on to post this because like our photographers had to get stuff just developed. And I'm like, I've just been like,
and there's a Super 8.
Four photos just to post. Just please.
And there's a Super 8.
We have a Super 8 video. And then
that's
also
really
another
cool.
regular video as well being made too.
That was
it's
cool
all exciting. It is so exciting. But like sometimes even though I'm like, I can't wait to see the photos because I just want to like post them. I also sometimes like the time in between getting photos too. Like I'm a big person where like
in this society,
like even if you have an amazing night, I'm not like immediately a person like I got to go look through the photos of something that happened 24 hours ago. I think the beauty of like looking at a photo is like time in between. Cause then you're like, now I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
The photos that I have seen, like Will Derbyshire took amazing pictures. Yep. Mariah took incredible pictures. It was nice like seeing all of those, but yeah. I'm excited for the final stuff.
How does it feel wearing the ring?
Yeah.
Strange, but I love now I'm loving it, like how it looks suddenly. Yeah. I'm like putting my hand up here a lot more. Yeah. But it feels like I was fidgeting with someone else's ring. And like I just put it on. You ever like play with other people's rings or stuff?
Not really.
It just like doesn't feel like it's yours yet.
It doesn't feel like it's mine.
You feel like you have to give it back to someone?
I need to give this back. Like, oops.
Also, because you don't wear rings ever. So I guess I don't really like know what that feels like.
For sure, there will be an episode where I will forget to wear this.
So don't, no rumors start that they are getting divorced.
Do you take it off at night or something?
Yeah. I'm not going to go to bed with this
on. I thought people sleep with their, maybe
some people. Do you sleep with yours on?
I do.
Oh.
I don't think I could.
Just these ones. I could take all my other jewelry off.
No. I don't know. I definitely would take it off. But like this morning, I was like, oh yeah, the ring. I gotta go put that on.
I think TJ takes his off.
I'll get used to it for sure. It's kind of start to feel like a watch. Like when you're so used to wearing a watch, you're like, ooh, I gotta have my ring. But
yeah.
It's like kind of annoying though, like washing your hands. You have to like take it off and then wash your hands.
I'm with you. Like I have to take my rings off when I wash my hands usually because it's like I don't like the feeling of wetness under them and like.
Do you keep it on and wash your hands?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but then I'm worried about it like slipping off. Even though I feel like it's pretty damn good on my finger.
Oh,
I'm
and it
worried
goes about down the drain.
Soapiness. I will do my best to keep this ring for the rest of my life, but I've already.
You know who I still feel like is not used to the ring? It's Sean, Brittany's husband.
Oh,
you I
know.
Feel like he's always still playing with it. Yeah. Like it's not like he's just fidgeting with it.
He is.
Yeah.
Pretty sick, Matt.
Thanks, man.
Pretty sick.
You did it.
Kind of spooky.
what just a transition, Carly. Oh.
Well,
because it is Halloween, right?
Yeah. I guess I was going to ask like if anything really spooky has ever happened to anyone here that's like crazy, but I feel like we've probably talked about that before. I know you don't believe in ghosts.
I do have a spooky story that I heard at the bachelor party I went on in July in upstate New York, and we were like the last night, I know, it was like in the woods.
That's already spooky.
And we like put on a fire, and there was started a fire, whatever.
Put on a fire.
Started a fire, whatever, bonfire. Yeah, and it was like, whatever, 15 dudes sitting around the fire having a good time. So forgive me, person who I'm stealing this story from. It's not my story. But this happened to his dad and his dad's friend in like the 80s or the 70s. They were on a road trip somewhere like through the U.S. and they were like at a park at night, like smoke a cigarette or something. And they stopped over at a park and there was a girl, like a little 10-year-old girl that was just like lost by herself. And they're like, hey, are you okay? Like she was like, no, I can you like help me get back home? And they're like, oh, sure. What's your address? And she's like, oh, it's this address. And they put her in the back seat of the car and they're like, okay, well, what happened? She like wasn't really talking, but they ended up driving her back to her parents' house. And then when they pulled into the driveway at the parents' house, they turned around and the girl was not in the car anymore.
What?
And they're just like, what happened to this girl? Did she get out of the car at some point without us? Like what the hell happened? They're like, well, let's go see if maybe she's in the house. Like, this is so bizarre. Like they hadn't left the car. They pulled in the driveway. This girl was in the car and now she's not. They go up to the door. They knock on the front door and it's like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning. This older couple comes to the door and they're like, can we help you? And they say, yeah, there was like a little girl who said she lives here and we like drove her back and we were wondering if she made it back here. And they go, here we go again. And they're like, what? And he said, the man said, that was our daughter, but she actually passed away 5 years ago. And this has been happening like almost every month. And she's not alive anymore, but people still are going to this. And like, he asked, like, where did you pick her up? And that's where she died. And this is like, there's just no explanation for it. They're like, yeah, sorry. Like there's no girl. Like there never was.
What?
Like, she's a ghost.
Yeah.
God.
And this happened to like my friend's dad. It's like as close. It wasn't like a friend
it's
of a friend.
Like a
tale. This is like his story.
Dude, what the, that's like Twilight Zone. Yeah. For real.
Oh my God.
I have a weird story. It's not my story either, but it was like one of my friends when I was growing up. Her and her family like travel a lot and they were staying in a cabin and they were going on a walk. So they were walking near this like train track and this like disheveled guy they saw, but like also kind of freaky. They were like, I don't want to speak to this guy, but like they noticed him walking the other way. And when they got back a couple hours later, they had the news on and his face came up and he was like wanted for murder.
Oh my God.
Whoa. It was the same exact guy. And he was like wearing the same thing almost in the wanted picture and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about that, you know, when like there's like wanted photos out there all the time, they're always out there.
Yeah,
look
yeah.
out for this person. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I haven't looked at him in a while. Like, do I need to catch up on like
at
the wanted posters?
Because I want to do my part and just be aware. But I always forget that they're out there and someone is looking for somebody.
This portion of Good Influences is sponsored by Spokio. Imagine you match with someone on a dating app, things move over to text, and now they want to meet in person. That sounds completely normal, right? The way that we date today puts our trust into a complete stranger we meet online. We all know that creating a dating profile takes just a few minutes, so think about all of the scammers, imposters, and catfishers that roam these apps. Before letting things get serious, make sure you always vet your dates through Spokio. Spokio is a people search website that supports online dating safety. Simply search what info you do know about someone, like their name or phone number, and they'll pull a report with all of the available records they have, giving you the missing piece to the puzzle. You could find additional information like someone's age, phone number, socials, court records, and more. Gain transparency about the types of people you meet online by going to spokio.com/dating. That's spokeo.com/dating. Report rates may apply. Available information may vary. And now, back to the episode.
But it's those wanted pictures where I'm like, yeah. Do you think I could like identify? I guess it depends if you like work at a gas station. I think you should like really look at them, right?
Yeah, somewhere that's like
where you're seeing post office in traffic or anything like that.
Yeah,
I guess so.
The post office is where
I just would love to find a missing person.
Just be like, I saw
cartons.
Yeah,
milk cartons.
I feel like that's such a people always say milk carton kids, but like I never saw photos of kids on milk cartons.
I think it was before our time, like from the 50s.
It was like the 40s.
Why did they stop doing it? Was it just because people didn't want to see that during breakfast?
Yeah,
they're like, can we not like just bum the mood out by like?
But also, like you started getting milk in stores, and it was like they're probably mass producing them. They don't want like a kid from another state to show. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now we got Amber Alerts.
Right.
No more milk cartons.
God, I hate those Amber Alerts.
They scare me.
It like makes me want to go out and find it. Like I silver know. Chevy.
That's the point.
2-year-old. I want to get out there and look for him.
So sad.
Spooky.
Okay. Well, you guys wrote in some spooky stories of your own, so I have some to read.
Bum bum bum. Oh. The ghost knocked
spooky.
It out of your hand.
I'm trying to get it to fucking tilt. Oh, I turned my phone
off. You help, Grandma?
Yeah, I do. Hold on, let me put on my glasses so I can read this.
I'm like, sorry, I'm taking mine off a little
it's
bit.
It's like weird.
It's like messing up my
I don't notice too. It at all, which is kind of weird.
It's probably because your face is so little. So it's like a fine hole
I can't. I need to wear my real glasses. It's so annoying.
Like, I can see it out of every peripheral, and mm-hmm. it's like,
oh, really?
I feel weird.
Yeah. I feel like a little like caged in.
You guys look like brother and sister right now.
You can take yours off if you want.
It's okay.
Okay, so this person works in a like an old person home. What
okay.
are they called? Whatever.
A nursing home?
Yeah, nursing home.
Assisted living facility?
Yeah, whatever.
Old person home.
Old geezer. House of geezers.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Ocean View. Old person home.
Wait, that's in the book.
Yeah, I know. That's
Ocean
right.
Ocean View.
Old person home?
No.
Ocean View
is the name of a retirement community in the book, Carly and I.
Yeah. Right.
And me.
And Aaron's reading.
And Aaron.
How far
Hurry
are
up.
You?
Well, book club got canceled, so I didn't have to finish it.
I know. I was at the point, though, where I was like, I need to know what happens.
Yeah.
Last night. Okay, anyways. So they said, residents living in the home can predict when people are about to die. We had a resident who was nonverbal all the time that she was living there. One afternoon, she was in her wheelchair and pedaled her little feet over to a completely healthy resident and said, your mom's coming to get you. All of the staff about fell out of their chairs when they heard the resident talk, because, again, she never talked. We charted it and moved on with our day. While getting report at my shift the next day, I was told that my completely healthy resident had passed away suddenly in the night and that my nonverbal resident wouldn't leave the outside of the past resident's door. This nonverbal resident went on to do this to 4 more residents over 3 years I worked at this specific nursing home before she passed away at the age of 100. She was my absolute favorite resident and I will love her forever, but she definitely gave me the creeps. I'd be like, this person did it.
She got lucky.
Yeah, your mom's coming to get you.
Yeah. Bad. Like, she's the one killing people.
I bet in my brain, I think that she has like an ability where she can smell death.
That's what some people can do that. I swear to God.
There is a woman who figured out that she can smell a certain type of like fungus that like 99% of people can't smell, but she, in people who are infected with this type of disease, and it's a fungus related disease, she can smell it. And she ended up getting this high end job in the medical world where she can go and like smell these samples and identify who has the disease and who doesn't. But that just reminds me of this case.
I've heard of that. Kim Kardashian can smell cavities.
What?
Ugh. She's like been like very like every time it's a cavity. Like I can tell. If I smell your breath, it's a cavity.
But I think that's a little easier because cavities do smell.
Yeah.
True. Oh, but the smell of cavity though.
But I've heard of that. I think it's like dementia too. Like someone can smell like Alzheimer's or
there's
dementia.
There's women who can smell Parkinson's, I think.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That's what I'm thinking about. The woman who
Parkinson's?
You can smell Parkinson's off somebody?
This one woman could. They like did a test where they gave her like shirts of different Parkinson's patients and then shirts of regular people. And I don't know, they gave her like maybe 20 shirts in total. And she was like, these 10 have Parkinson's, these 10 don't. Huh? And she was right, except for one. She said this person has Parkinson's when they really didn't, but then they got it like
diagnosed
a year later.
Fuck.
Yeah. You would think that this woman, like more than 4 people in 3 years probably died at this nursing home.
Yeah, but if she only spoke right before.
Especially the
she's
day
she's got
of...
like up her ratio.
Well, she's dead
Get
now.
Better.
But...
yeah.
She could have been
better at predicting.
She should have been hired somewhere.
That's like a horror movie tagline. Like your mom's coming to get
your
you
coming
right
to
before
get
you
yeah,
die.
What does that even mean?
Well, maybe their mom is
up
heaven, in.
Yeah. Well, probably.
Although your religion is fake.
That's going to be so wild when you're
your
dying.
Religion's a hoax.
Your religion is a hoax.
That's so funny.
It's going to be so wild when you're dying, like the hallucinations you have, like the days leading up to like dying.
Dude.
And like people coming to visit you and you're seeing these things. Like, hopefully they're people who I want to see.
I
just don't know
people.
If, like, you know, hopefully, hey, if you believe, hopefully they are the angels or the spirits coming to, like, greet you, or if it's, like, your darkest form of your imagination, and it's, like,
it's
your
crazy
one
it's gonna
weird
it's
aunt,
inevitable.
You're like, what are you doing here?
Have you ever had a dream where someone that's passed away has come back and visited you in your dreams?
Yeah.
I think that shit's real.
Oh, really? Them appearing in your dream? Oh, I don't really like, view it as like their spirit. I just think like, oh, they were just there in the dream.
You know, that's
kind of
them.
How I feel too. I don't really know.
I just feel like because I made that up in my brain.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
Yeah.
I want to think like their energy or their spirit like is around or with me. Like,
well, in Twilight, Bella just thinks that she's dreaming about Edward watching her sleep, but he's really there.
Yeah.
And that could be the same for like your, you know, grandparents or whoever watching you sleep. And then they're in your dream.
Ooh.
I feel like if I really put my mind to it, I could be a medium.
I believe it. Carly,
I do.
I
do believe it. Well, I don't know how to yet. I just feel like I can.
Yet.
I have a buddy whose brother is apparently clairvoyant and can do it, but he was told when he was like 7 or 8 that he had the gift.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes he can have the gift, but he doesn't like actively practice it.
My
but
mom
he's told
is
he has
a
the
little,
gift.
I mean, not like can speak to the dead, but she has been so consistent on having a dream that somebody random in her life is pregnant, and when she brings it up to them, they're like, oh my god, I haven't told anyone, but I am. Like, that's weird. I think,
whoa.
Yeah,
when we did that thing with the astrologer, she told me that I could have like medium powers and I should set up an altar.
Oh yeah, an altar.
What is that?
It's basically like
she was like, yeah, do it, like make one like in your room, and I was like,
she was trying
I was
to
like, Aaron's the last
you.
Person that's gonna try to do this. Yeah. She's like scared.
I think those people are the fucking.
She was on the D'Amelio show.
Yeah, they're
Teresa.
Just they're just like some of the worst.
But I believe I do
like, preying
believe,
on people's.
I believe
grief.
It too.
I don't
want to
buy. I never want to buy that stuff because I'm scared about a psychic truly altering the course of my life. And I'll make the thing is I think you should experience life firsthand. You make your decisions. Go live your life. For someone to be this third extension and feed you this information that will change the way you would have gone about doing something, I don't think is like too healthy to deal with. But I do believe people are tapped into certain frequencies that average humans are not. Like
I don't know. Like when I see like someone on TikTok will be like crying about something, like their parent passed away, or like brother, whatever, and it's like really sad. And all the comments are like, oh, you should talk to this medium on TikTok. And there's like a woman on TikTok who all she does is like respond to people who are grieving. To like try and be a medium for them. And I'm like, dude, you're using people's grief for clout. Like, it's so, I think it's just disgusting and it's a hoax.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's definitely
Ugh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
But the same way about the woman who could smell things on Parkinson's that nobody else could do. That means her brain is
scientifically proven. Like, that was an experiment that they ran. And, like, there was a...
Frequencies of our brains could tap into a whole different realm of like spiritualness.
It's a physical thing. Like this is a one of your five senses, and you can prove it. Like this is a disease that someone has. This person has a sense of smell. We tested it. They got it. To say like, oh, your grandparents are, you know, happy for you to play baseball today. Like whatever it is. Sorry, I gotta blow my nose.
You would never do it. How much would you get paid if someone offered you money, Mike? For you to sit down with the medium and like contact your dead relatives.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay, let's money.
Come back to the mic.
What about
he said he wouldn't do it.
But I want to see how much he would take the money
no,
for.
I know. No, I was telling them that that's what he said because they can't hear him because he was blowing
I thought you were
nose.
Like sticking up for me. He's like, he said he wouldn't do it, Matt. he said he wouldn't, so let's stop pressuring Mike.
No, I understood that's how you took it. Here. No, I was saying it to them because they could not hear
his
response.
Yeah, I was over there. I'm sorry. I wouldn't do it is the answer.
Why?
He said he wouldn't do it.
Just like, he said he wouldn't do it. So let's
let it rest.
Like $50,000.
No.
$100,000.
What?
No.
If someone gave you $50,000 to just listen to a person tell you something.
Yeah, because it's like you think it's fake anyway.
I think that that's
just
like.
What if they give you $1 billion?
To do what?
To do a 30-minute medium reading.
Were they trying to contact a dead relative of mine?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it.
What?
I don't want to do that.
What?
I think it's
like just
what? I think it's a sin. Do you think it's a sin? Take religion out of it. Take religion out of it.
Well, that's part of it too. Is like in Judaism, you're not supposed to go to a psychic, or you're not supposed to like.
Yeah, but it's $1 billion.
I know, but
the Jewish God
just
like,
be so Catholic.
You said no to $1 billion. Talk to the spirit.
I don't know.
Sounds like a great deal.
The medium thing is different than like having someone tell your fortune, like right, like that's a different thing.
Yeah, that's different. That's like psychic.
Yeah, I think fortune tellers are like real wackadoos,
like tarot card readers.
Yeah,
but I've had people say, "Oh yeah, we went to this tarot person." Didn't Alicia, I think, and Remy, someone on our
Remy
podcast.
Remy spent a lot of money on a psychic one time. We talked about it with her one time.
Like thousands of dollars.
She kept leveling up. And like was getting conned, but was affirming a lot
of beliefs. She kept going back.
I think it's a question for her. You should like.
She told us, I think, on the
Yeah,
episode.
But I'm not going to rehash out her story and give it half
just like the little detail, like just little bullet points.
I can't remember.
Buddy, I can't remember either.
That's why.
It got to a point where she was like, you need to set up your own altar kind of a thing. That's
right.
What it sounded
close to.
And so she kept
Going to the psychic for to like
I think the first time was just like a goof, like
I think a love thing. Was it a little
it might have been it was just like she was just breadcrumbing her enough to make her think that this was really working.
Oh boy.
And it was like someone in Malibu too, right? Like it was far away. I don't remember. It was crazy.
This is a little dark and deep and maybe private, but is there anybody who in your life, like, is there like a spirit or someone who has passed on who you really need to try to talk to?
I don't really need to, but I would want to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because do you think you have unfinished business or you just want to hear I love you from this person?
No, I just want to make I don't know. I just want to see what
they have to show them TikTok.
Yeah, I have a really funny TikTok saying for them.
I actually wouldn't mind going in to a psychic. And I don't want to hear fortunes. I don't want future stuff.
No,
I don't want to hear that. But just go, do you have any messages for me?
That's like, what they do. We had like a Christmas once and it was like crazy. I didn't believe it at all. But then when I was there, I was like, whoa.
Oh, there was that one that like David and Jason got, and Jason was convinced that this woman was a real psychic.
It was on the phone, right?
With her. Oh, yeah.
And she was probably just Googling Jason Nash, dead relatives. Like, paid because those psychics have to have paid for like the most premium Ancestry.com membership.
Right.
They're getting full access to that database.
Yes.
Yep.
I always wonder the economics of how those people are in business with like prime real estate in Manhattan or like on the beach. Or like on fucking Sunset, and it's a psychic for $50 readings. Like how?
Because there's
then
old,
they like
crazy
it's like Spirit
rich...
Airlines. You go in and they're like, oh, it's $50, but then like, oh, do you want to add on this?
It's or it's money laundering.
LA. Yeah. There's so many rich housewives who are bored on Valium and are just like, I need Valium. Just something to spark up my life.
But like, these rents must be like 10-15 grand a month.
There's so many in LA, and they're always like little every quarter.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just like, but like, how are they in business? What is the economic model?
One rich client who's coming in and paying like $10,000 for a session a month.
It better be an accurate one, then, if they keep coming back.
It's probably like therapy for a lot of people too, just like someone to talk to.
Yeah, the only legit medium is Teresa,
of course. Teresa,
the Long Island.
Yeah,
medium. The worst is just preying off people who are in really sad, desperate situations.
That's
where,
what
like,
I think
their child died, and they've never been able to like grieve or get over it. And they're just, these people are looking for any answers, any type of connection, and these people profit off their grief.
Like, therapy, I think, is what some of these people need, not a tarot card reader.
But well, here's my, but wait,
I think that sometimes, even if it is not real, it gives people the closure that they are looking for.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Why am I going to rain on somebody's grief parade? Even though, if in my eyes, I think if it's a little delusional, but if someone is able to sleep much better for so many months on end because they had this one moment where they felt connected to the spirit of their child.
Yeah.
And then they were told that, mommy, I love you and I miss you. But give them that moment.
Yep.
Give them that moment.
Yeah, that's
fair. I'm not going to take that away from them. But if they're still draining all their money and their assets on chasing that high again, maybe you need to really go to therapy.
Yeah.
I would like to go to a tarot card reader. That sounds fun.
See, that shit. But, buddy, what if they go,
it's a card
death
of death.
Card.
Because the death card doesn't mean death.
It's always that shit with tarot cards.
No, it doesn't mean death. It's all about, like, it's not death.
It could be like the death of a relationship. Yeah, or like you need to move, or like
it could be anything.
I just want to see the artwork on the cards because they always look so sick. I just want to like see what
it's like. Magic the Gathering.
I actually know someone who does it.
Really?
Yes.
I actually have a buddy who does it too.
Yeah.
I'd rather just go see a magician, honestly. Oh my God, that sounds like a way more fun.
To the Magic Castle.
Ugh. Do you have a way to get in?
There's always a way to get in.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah. I'm just wondering if other people
I don't
people
like the Magic Castle because then you're like going to get pulled up on stage.
Last time I saw Aaron Carter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I saw Aaron Carter. Well, Aaron Carter came up to me the night after I was at the Magic Castle and I was eating Mexican food at El Compadre.
He comes up and he goes,
yo, man, where do I know you from? He's like, you were at the Magic Castle last night. I was like, yeah, Aaron Carter.
And I stormed out of the performance.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Wait, what?
Have you been to the Magic Castle? Yeah. You know, there's like different parlors, different rooms. There's like a small intimate magic room. There's like the big stage room.
Yeah.
We go into the big stage room. They pick Mike out of the audience.
It's like a full theater of like 50 people.
And, yeah. I know exactly.
Do a trick with Mike where he basically
he had me like scroll on my phone or something, and just like he wasn't looking at my phone. And he was like, just scroll through your contacts until you feel like not scrolling and then like stop anywhere. And I don't remember what happened, but it was something like
he guessed whose number you
were
on.
Yeah, he like said, tap the number, and he wasn't looking at my phone, and he read the person's phone number like without seeing my phone.
And Mike was amazed, but you were like hamming up how.
Yeah.
Because he's in front of this massive crowd. Mike goes, oh, walks off stage and out of the room. Like, you like a full like fire exit door, just like,
I didn't know what to do.
And I'm like, where the fuck are you going? And the magician is still up there on stage. Like, did he leave? And then he goes, okay. And like, it's all kind of silent. He goes, okay, now my next trick. He starts doing another trick, and then Mike, like 2 minutes later, like knocks and is like, can I come back to my seat? And the whole audience, I have to stop the show for Mike.
I didn't know.
You thought you were like, oh, this is gonna be the best reaction.
I was trying to give him a good reaction, and I didn't realize that I couldn't get back in, and I don't know. It was definitely.
I thought you walked off because you were like upset.
No, I was like trying to ham it up and make this guy like think I couldn't deal with how good the trick was.
He just got. Oh, it was very Michael Scott kind of moment where you're like, I'm gonna wow.
But okay, in that moment, were you like, holy shit?
No, it was definitely a great trick. Okay. And but like, I know, I mean, like, It was a great, it was a good trick, but I also like didn't realize that I should just like go back to my seat at that point. I wanted to just like ham it up and make a grand exit. And so I just went out the one exit that I couldn't get back into.
Oh no.
So where are you going?
That was funny.
Okay.
And we did see Aaron Carter there with his face tattoos. R.I.P.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Wow, that was funny.
All right. Are we ready for another spooky one?
Yeah. Sure.
This one's like, hi, I have family that lives in Matamoros, Mexico. What's funny?
Matamoros.
I feel like I missed a joke.
No. We're just...
Okay.
Where is it?
Matamoros.
Matamoros.
Okay, there we go. Carlita.
Matador. Yeah,
that's what my aunt calls me, and I have no
I thought you were Spanish.
No.
She's Italian.
Italian.
Yeah, I'm so Italian. My dad's uncle Armando passed away from a very
Armand.
Guys, what the fuck is going on? Why are you guys laughing at me?
I think she doesn't remember what happened the last time when you called her Carlita.
Oh, what was that?
What happened when we called her Carlita?
If this happened like the other episode,
I kind of remember, but like
you pronounced something, and then Mike was like, "Okay, Carlita," and then we were like, "No one remembers this."
I kind of remember this now. Yeah, you said something with a Spanish accent, and I was like, "Okay, Carlita."
That is my name.
Okay.
So yeah, they were she said the same thing. You were like, my aunt calls me Carlita.
So this was where?
I never hear it.
Matarosa? Where is this?
Matarós.
Yeah.
Armando.
Okay.
That's Italian.
I say it that way because I'm so Italian. Armando.
Matamora.
Okay. My dad's uncle Armando passed away from a very suspicious car accident in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. He was found in the car with an extremely deep gash on his neck. Police confirmed, in quotations, it was from a seatbelt, but his wife knew it was from the cut was too clean and too deep to be true. The suspicion was he was secretly involved with the wrong people/cartel. One Thanksgiving in 2010, we went down to celebrate with our whole family in Texas. Matt? It's a tradition that after dinner, women and kids play games and men go outside and drink while we wait for mariachis to get to my dad's aunt's house. That sounds like fun. As we were playing Loteria? What is that?
It's that game.
Loteria. Carlita, come on. It's your heritage.
It's that, it's that tiny like card game with like, it's like a Mexican card game. Like each one has like the ladder, the rooster.
Remember,
like there's
that
vine where he's like, "Oh, Latadore, my dad." It's like, "Oh, fuck you."
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's hard to describe.
Okay,
sounds like fun though.
Apparently, it is.
Okay, as we were playing Loteria, my grown uncle, maybe only two beers in, came running down this upstairs bathroom, tears in his eyes, freaked the fuck out, saying he was going to the RR.
He was going to the restroom.
Whoa. Good job. He was going to the restroom when he glanced in the mirror and saw the top of Armando's head soaked in blood to down in his eyes for a split second. Of course, all the tias went up to see, and his wife said the bathroom smelled like his cologne. To this point, they ended up getting the father of their church to go bless the house because she saw it as a sign of something was coming for her. Mm. She is alive and well to this day. In hindsight, it could have been a mental thing for the cologne smell, but ultimately my uncle was so dead ass and to this day won't go to Mexico because of how freaked out he was. In my bones, I know there is no way he would rile up my 70-year-old plus tias if it wasn't true / just a buzzed experience.
Hmm. I kind of believe it.
That sounds like a scene from like
The Shining.
Or like some horror movie. I
want more information on the cartel of it all and how he died.
Right? This one's really weird and like sad.
Have you seen Sicario?
Weird.
Yeah, so good.
God, that opening scene.
Oh yeah,
that
really
house,
dark.
It just haunts
me. It's the same director as Dune.
And Blade Runner 2049.
Blade Runner. Is that a good movie, Blade Runner?
2049?
Yeah.
It's a masterpiece, Mike. You still haven't seen it?
I was looking for movies to watch last night. 2 hours and 45 minutes?
Oof. It's a masterpiece.
It's
well,
my
you
whole
gotta
night.
See, you got to see Blade Runner 1 to like really appreciate Blade Runner.
I should watch Blade Runner 1 first?
Yes. Yes.
Undoubtedly so.
Yeah. It's necessary.
But...
okay.
Like, you wouldn't watch the Harry Potters out of order.
I would never watch Harry Potter ever. I've never seen it.
Me neither.
It's interesting.
And I look like him now.
Have you ever had like a relative who's died under like horrific means?
under horrific means.
Well, like, I mean, that, or...
just ALS. Oh. That's horrific, but not, like, freak accident or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like that, like, that would cause my paranoia of, like, a haunt even more.
Same. Me too.
Because I'm like, I think my grandparents who've died peacefully, like, yeah. I don't think they're coming back. But, like, when someone, like, has, like, a really sad death, you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where it's, like, I feel like I would start seeing stuff. Maybe it's spooky, like where you get a message in your dream and then you go chase that thing,
and real.
Like, is that even true? And yeah. Sure enough, it is. That shit freaks me out.
I feel like I would be too scared to look.
Like if you had a dream of like, yeah, go check this out.
I don't want to know.
Oh, I would 100%. That's like, I would have weird dreams like that, but like stupid stuff. Like, I remember in high school, I had a dream that, so dumb. I found a random box and I opened it and it was full of stickers. Literally the next day, I was in my friend's car, and I don't know why, but I opened her middle console and it was full of stickers. And I was like, whoa. What are the odds? And that's why I could be a medium. I would always have dreams like that where they like are stupid, but like always came true.
Huh.
And they were really dumb.
Or maybe it was like you had already seen that and then it was in your dream.
She had just put them in there. I was like, why do you have stickers? And she's like, I threw them in this morning.
Whoa.
For a project thing, yeah.
I was on a bunch of mushrooms when I was like in high school.
I saw so many ghosts.
And I was like, yeah, dude. Or maybe I was in college. I can't remember,
you
but
were in
I was
high school.
I was definitely back in like
Uncle
my
Mark.
Hometown, and I was at my friend's house, and it was my buddy. It was at my buddy's house, and we were like tripping out, and he was like, we were like standing, we were looking at this like amazing like or painting that he had like in his house. It was like really trippy. His mom always had like really cool artwork. And we were like, this is insane, and he's like, yeah. And then he picks up the painting, and behind the painting was like a pocket knife, like a knife right there. Wow. And he was like, how did I know that was back there? And I was like, you didn't know that it was back there? He's like, no, but I knew something was back here. But we were just tripping out on shrooms, and he was so like, he thinks that he, and so then in our minds, he like thinks that years ago he was like fooling around and put the knife back behind that painting,
but
had forgotten about it for just years.
Yeah.
And then as he just got older and he was just on all this psychedelics, it just came to him where he was looking at it and he goes, there's something behind this, and it was this old pocket knife that he had like put there, but he had forgotten about it. It was very, very trippy in the moment where I was like,
yeah,
how did you know there was a knife back there? Where did the knife come from? It was really freaky.
Okay, well, we got an email, and it's something that I wanted to ask you guys about because I've never experienced this, but, like, apparently a lot of people have. It says, please talk about Top Hat Man that people see in the middle of the night. One night I woke up in the middle of the night and saw what appeared to be a man in a top hat crouching at the end of my bed. I thought for years I saw a ghost, but people are saying it's a sleep paralysis thing and that everyone sees the same guy in a top hat when they take too much melatonin. I still think it was a ghost, but I don't know what to believe. I've also heard this with Benadryl.
Benadryl,
like,
yeah, the
hat
sleep paralysis demon.
Yeah, but like they see the same person.
They see the same person, or it's a group of three people in the hats. What freaks me out about this?
What?
Okay, yeah,
it's
so
there's a whole sleep paralysis thread about it.
A great documentary called Nightmare that's on Netflix that's all about sleep paralysis. It's a really freaky documentary. But you know, like, sleep paralysis, what it is.
Have you ever had it?
Yes, I have had it, but not to a point of like severity that some people have had it. Some people, it's like one of the most terrifying things they've ever experienced.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating about this hat man that comes to see you, most of the times in sleep paralysis, there's a demon, someone. You are completely paralyzed. You can't do anything. And a person of like power in a very demonic form is in the room with you and is like taunting you and laughing at you and making you feel scared.
And you can't move.
And you can't move. The reason why Nightmare on Elm Street was a huge mayhem when people saw that that movie was they were like, I've seen this man in my dreams. This is freaky. That like this is a person who's haunted my nightmares, and finally they've like personified it and made it real. What still freaks me out is clearly that sleep paralysis is a real like natural phenomenon that happens to our bodies, and our bodies are creating this like demon around us, but it's the hat to me that doesn't make sense.
I know.
Humans invented the hat.
Yeah.
So where deeply in our brains, like, I understand why we're afraid of snakes, because maybe us as like, you know, humanoid cavemen had to be aware of those predators. But where is this demon man with a hat? Where did that come from?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
He's coming
back. I've never, like, I've also like never seen anything spooky like while I'm trying to sleep, like in Same. Bed, nightmare. I like say, I don't really have nightmares. I have nothing like
were
that.
Were you a kid who was scared of the dark?
No.
Did you, when you were a kid, did you sleep with the door closed?
I don't remember.
Oh, I was terrified of the dark. I had to have the hallway light on. I couldn't, night lights freaked me out because I felt they illuminated my room weird. I needed to see.
The lighting in this room is not doing it for me, folks. No, mom, it's dad, too we light. Gotta,
I needed like to see here. A sense of like normalcy in my home that I was used to seeing at yeah. night lit because it made me just feel safe and I had to have the door open.
Yeah.
But I would just sit there looking down the end of that hall and I would just all in Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street. I was always scared of just that pillar right around the stairs.
With the fingers.
The
those
hand.
Fingers just going over and I would sit there looking down that hall.
No.
Wait up. Still to this day, I like just the that. And sometimes my dad, I'd make promises with my dad before I go to bed. I'm like, you promise you'll check on me. Boy Scouts honor. Keep it in your head.
Aww.
Always check on me. And I was like, please don't turn off that hallway light. Because sometimes I'd wake up at like 3 a.m. and
off.
If that hallway light was off, it was just Game demon over. Hour for me. Yo, I would just wake up and I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's all dark. And the moon... Oh. From like the trees in front of my house, and that moonlight would come through, and all those leaves would just be all
no.
over down the hallway,
yeah.
and I would sit there and I would just see
just
faces and
house.
Images. I was the most terrified little kid in that hallway, and me needing that hallway light on.
A dark hallway is scary no matter what, I think.
Yeah, but I was just terrified of the dark.
Yeah,
and it just scared me all the time as a kid.
I wasn't really scared of the dark, but I was like, it'd be a thing where if I went downstairs to get like water or something, I'd like hurry and run back up. Cause I'm like,
yes.
I don't know what's there. But
are you guys
I
scared
also...
of basements? Or sorry, I cut you off. I didn't realize you were going to continue.
No, it's fine.
You also what?
I was just going to say, I also, my living room, because my stairs went right down to the living room. There were just like windows all in the living room. Like the whole back
nighttime
wall
windows,
windows
open are scary.
Yeah.
Because the moon and
closed,
like,
so
also
scary.
Like when like a car light like does that big like wipe and it like gets
yeah.
huge and then disappears.
Yeah,
and
spotlight.
It's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What did I just ask?
Basements.
Oh, I'm still a little spooked out. Like if someone's like, can you go to my basement and grab something? Well, they're just so scary.
I never had basements growing up, so for me it's always exciting. Like,
no,
you have a basement?
Yeah, unfinished
mine was
basements.
An arcade, so I'm not scared.
An unfinished
like Five Nights Freddy's down there.
Yeah.
An unfinished basement yeah. is one of the scariest places
it's
in the world.
Horrifying. Okay, but think of mine. Mine was unfinished, but it was lined with pinball machines
it
and video games.
No, you wouldn't love liked it.
Oh, really?
Like just like the concrete,
yeah.
like coldness of it.
Yeah.
It's always like a little damp, and it there's just like the lighting is never right. You have to like
yep.
pull a string. So that means like
yeah,
when
we literally
you,
had string.
Yeah, you have to like pull a string light and then like you have to go to the middle of the basement. So you're in the dark for the first 10 seconds you're in there. Turn it on and hope there's no one.
Have you seen Barbarian?
Yeah.
Hate.
I liked
phenomenal.
That. I liked it. I really liked it. I thought the storylines were really good.
Secret passageways terrify me. Or the moment you think you know a space.
Yeah, and then there's more.
And then there's more.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't describe like. That level of fear is something that you've always been so
yeah.
familiar with, but it's actually like a small part of a much bigger thing.
And also Justin Long's character made it like funny.
Yeah.
He had like such a good storyline. He was like an actor who's getting canceled. And like,
have you seen Parasite too?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Making sure.
Okay.
You've seen good. You got to see Barbarian.
I did. I hated it.
Oh.
Scared the shit out of me. Anytime I put on a movie like that, like 30 minutes in, I'm like, why did I start this?
Why? I wish you liked scary movies just a little bit more. You don't like the experience, but for me, it's like eating like a spicy pepper. Like,
no,
of course, I hate it
that's
during
how I
it.
Feel, I
but
guess,
after
yeah.
it, I feel cleansed. I feel.
You were just talking about how you're afraid of this man's fingers crawling on your wall.
It's exciting, though. That was also my childhood imagination, too. But like, I just, scary movies don't like deeply scare me anymore, but I like the rush I have going through the story.
Did anyone have a scary movie that like kind of scarred them for a while?
Yep.
Saw.
It.
The first
Dawn
Saw.
Of the, Dawn of the Dead, like the 2003 one.
Mm. Mine was
the original
Ring, for sure.
Dawn of the Dead, where those zombies, they're not like the one, but they're the ones like, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
And then that scene where she wakes up and the whole neighborhood in the suburbs has gone to complete mayhem. Like your neighbors are just getting their faces bitten off. And
oh, I've never seen it.
It's the first day of the end of the world. That
Ooh.
Terrifies the shit out of me. Just that day where you're like, this is over.
Yeah.
I like literally showered with the shower curtain open for like a year of my life.
Oh, of it. Well, after watching
because
it.
Because of it?
Yeah.
I had to sit in my best friend's bathroom.
Looking down the drain.
Yeah, I saw it very, very young.
The clown.
Pennywise.
Didn't that come out recently?
It's an old movie.
Originally,
it got renewed or redone.
TV movie that they compacted with Tim Curry played the clown.
It came out in like the 80s or 90s, and then a new one.
Have you seen how thick that fucking book is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like this thick
because it hops between like the future and the
it's
past.
Insane. Yeah. I was like in Barnes and Noble's, like I'll you
well,
know
the VHS's
just browse around.
Were like two VHS tapes, like huge.
Who's reading that whole book?
I don't know.
It's longer than the Bible. It's like it's
rightfully so.
Yeah, it's,
your religion is a hoax.
I have a question about like zombie apocalypse, end of the world. How big into you guys is surviving?
Like, I never once think about zombies.
Me neither.
Okay, at all. Now think about like then like crazy apocalypse. I don't know, alien invasion. Like all of the careers and lives that we've had and the lives we led up, none of it matters. Money, it's all down to pure survival. Most of your friends and family are dead. How into? No, I want to let you. This is what the case is because I've been getting back into The Walking Dead. I used to watch it all the time, and now I'm like getting back into it. And,
did you watch This Is Us?
I got like halfway through it and I just fell out of love
with it. I
mean,
not This Is Us.
But This Is Us, similar.
No,
oh, no.
What is it called?
This is, this is the end. The Last of Us.
Thank you. This Is Us is a completely different show. With Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore?
Yeah. It's This Is Us.
Sorry. You know what I meant, though.
Oh, yeah. Are you... There's just a, I don't know if I really would have it in me where like, to be like, I gotta live through this.
Not at all. I'd be like, what's the point of living?
Yeah, there was like a bunker and I didn't have to like do any work, then I'd be like, okay, like I'll see how long I last in here. But
does
like,
it have Wi-Fi? Is there a charger?
Yeah, but like if I have to like
do
go
I have a bed
out
and, a fan?
And like do all the stuff that they're doing in these movies, like I would just be scared all the time.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if I want to live like that.
I'd be better off dead for sure.
Same. Yeah. I was checking with Patricia last night where I'm like, babe, how big is like, now we're like married couple. I'm like, how big is like survival to you? Like in terms of if all shit hits the fan, are you like, we're still prepping, we're going hard. Like we're going to make it to like as far as we can. Or would you be like, you want to call it quits?
I just feel like I'd be like, this is too much for me. Like, I don't know anything. Yeah.
Oh, I'm already planning in my head. I'm going the full distance.
You are?
I'm going to drive around, look for which houses have solar roofs, because that means they have electricity. I'm going to figure out a way to stake out the house to see if there's people living there. I would desalinate water and boil it.
You would
like,
do it, yeah.
I would full blown. I'm
now,
going apocalypse.
Do you... No, okay, this is still extending on to this, because I've been... It's just, I guess because I'm reaching this stage where I'm like, I'm a married man now. I got a wife. I gotta focus on like just being prepared and providing. Okay, I'm not a paranoid person. I don't think the end of times is near in coming. I wouldn't say... No, I mean, not doomsday paranoid, okay? I'm a little socially, I'm a little anxious about things in my life. My imagination does get the best of me. But prepping, I'm always fascinated by preppers because I'm like, this person's ridiculous. They built this thing in their backyard. Oh gosh, they have all these soups and toilet paper. But then sometimes I'm like,
might come in handy.
But it might come in hand.
Yeah.
Do, to what degree of like prepping do you guys?
Well,
prepping
in
LA
is
also
kit.
You're fucked. Like,
yeah,
this, you is, had all the, okay. This city is just we're done for. If you want to prep, you got to move to like Nebraska or Wisconsin or like somewhere with a lot of land where like resources won't be. In LA, dude, you can this city.
We couldn't get toilet paper.
Yeah, you can, like this is we're doomed. If shit goes down, we're doomed. People who live in big cities, it's
so
game
is
over.
It pointless to prep.
Yes.
Is it a pointless thing? You'll waste your money on prepping.
If you live here, yes.
Do you think if it was like a doomsday, there'd be the same people who didn't like believe in COVID would be like, it's not real. Just like,
oh, like if there's a zombie apocalypse, they're like, nah, they're not going to get me.
That's actually from Biden. Like,
for
it's,
sure.
It's Antifa. I don't know.
For sure. The worst would be the wave of it happening where some people are like, oh, this is all AI. Like, it's all these people getting just like slow. Like,
imagine all the TikToks if a zombie apocalypse happened.
The lives.
The lives. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Well,
do you think TikTok would at first be like, this is graphic content? But you're like, we need to let people know this is real.
That's true. I don't know. Everyone's getting banned because they're live with the zombie apocalypse.
I just...
I feel like I should read another email.
Okay, now not to prepping. This is kind of a little off topic.
That's okay.
Buying things like wholesale, like, do you think at the beginning of the year you should actually just buy all the toilet paper you need for the entire year?
Things you will continue to buy, you should just buy in bulk. Like, I used to make this mistake of, like, when I would go to Ralph's or whatever, I don't buy the biggest possible size of, like, dishwashing detergent or laundry detergent, because I'm just like, oh, I'll come and get, but you're gonna use this shit for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
if you have the room for it, like, I have a shelf, I can fit a year's worth of, like, laundry soap. Why not get the biggest one you can buy?
That is spooky.
Yeah. Why? Every time I buy toilet paper, I'm like, what if I just bought a whole year's supply worth and I don't have to buy
it? If you have the room for it, yeah. But yeah, that's Costco? The biggest thing is, like, storage for all that stuff can take up a lot of room.
Yeah. Just like, if you know that you're going to be drinking this much, and if you calculate
well, that's
the beauty
it by of, like, the Costco
end.
Yeah,
the
Costco.
And then what's great is just knowing. Cause so it's kind of like a year prep, but also like a mild doomsday prep kind of thing, because,
like,
you know, you're like
it.
Well, I bought it all at the beginning of the year, so we're good to go.
Have you ever been to a Costco?
Yes, buddy.
I don't know.
Wait, I know what buying things wholesale is.
I know, but it's not, you know, to, like, go to a Costco and, like, do that experience is quite a thrill.
Yeah, I don't know, might do it for the new year.
Do you have a Costco February. membership?
Well, now that you're married, you get that Costco membership.
Yeah, you gotta get the
you want to go together?
Sure.
On, like, a Sunday.
Do you have a membership?
They have really good cookies
and hot dogs
and the pizza
and pizza.
I just wish there was one a little closer.
Well, it's not that far. It's in Burbank. It's like,
he doesn't live there.
Oh, but there's one, like, in Santa Monica, I think.
Mm. There, yeah, there is.
Okay, I'll do one more.
Okay, yeah, sorry. If we've
only read
was that
two.
A little off topic? Was that, like...
Yeah, that was unacceptable. We have to cut it all out.
Oh. How dare you?
I'm kidding. It's fine.
Now. Okay.
Okay, I grew up in a house built in 1907, and we had a ghost roommate named Emily. This house was 100 years old, so it was always loud and creaky, had a dark, narrow staircase. The electricity would flicker, the single-pane windows would make it cold, and it had a creepy attic and basement, obviously. I was very little when we moved into this house, but from my parents' accounts, weird things started happening right away. One notable thing was my mom would come downstairs every morning, all the cupboards would be open in the kitchen, and there would be a teacup used sitting in the sink. It would drive her so insane. Sorry, this is really hard to read. I can't read good. It would drive her so insane that her and my dad would fight about it because she was convinced he was drinking tea at night and leaving it in the kitchen, causing a mess, and he used his cup and his used cup in the sink for her to wash and put away in the morning. One night they heard a crash and came downstairs to the teacup broken on the ground in the kitchen. Other weird things would happen, but for the sake of the story, I'll leave it at that. My mom was very religious at the time and denounced the idea that the house could be haunted. When I was around 2 or 3 years old, I would complain to my parents about some girl bothering me. I would ask them to tell that girl to leave me alone. My parents were confused and asked me what her name was and to describe her. I said her name was Emily, was probably around 9 or 10, and she had on a red dress, had her hair in pigtail French braids, and was wearing riding boots. I was a toddler. My parents, still in denial, did not take me seriously. I still remember what she looked like very clearly, and I did not like her. Nothing changed. Weird stuff continued to happen, but we got used to it. How do you get used to that? I'd be like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like, no. We had to put a hide key outside the back door because Emily loved to lock my dad out of the house every time her went in the backyard. Every time her went in the backyard. Okay. When my baby sister was around 3 years old, I was 6, she came to the table for dinner and asked if her friend could have dinner with us. My mom pulled up a chair and played along, thinking my sister had an imaginary friend, as many 3-year-olds do. My mom asked questions about this friend, and much to everyone's surprise, her name was Emily. I will never forget how freaked out my mom got when my sister described her imaginary friend the exact same way I had described the girl who was bothering me years prior. The red dress, her hair in braids, she was wearing riding boots, and the same name, except my sister was friends with her. This is when my parents finally came to terms with the fact that we had a ghost in our house. A couple years went by, and my mom eventually hired a psychic to sage the house and finally help our girl pass to the other side. We learned to love her and almost missed her when she was gone. There was a huge shift in my mom because of this experience, and I've always felt like I have a weird sense of paranormal presence. Later down the road, I felt like we had other spirits welcomed in our house, but nothing as prominent or notable as Emily. Let me guys know if you have any more questions. There's a lot more details to the story. Ooh.
You don't believe her?
I do believe it.
Like,
I do believe it. But I just hope I never have a child who's like, Daddy, I'm seeing things.
I know.
She's under the table right now.
I know.
Like, that's where I'm like,
But it's like, first, do you believe them?
Lobotomy.
Well, I don't know. It's just like, I don't want to have like a house that like celebrates the ghosts. Like, I don't know.
I'm
conflicted by it because that is pretty freaky.
I know.
But then I guess like, fine, then we're going to get a psychic and we're going to pass it on. And then this is the end of the conversation. Emily is no longer here.
And then she was gone.
I know.
So weird.
Poor Emily.
Like, is it real?
They waited so long to be, right? To set her free.
I don't know.
I know.
Mike, like, what would you do if you're... If
this whole family just sounds like they need to, like, get out of the house a little bit and, like, just go... Oh, the light's flickering in a 100-year-old house. Yeah, maybe because the wiring's fucking faulty. Oh, it's a little cold. Yeah, you have single-pane windows. Get a grip. It's not a fucking ghost. Your child needs a friend. You live in the middle of nowhere. She's making up an invisible friend.
Yeah, but then her little sister
to New York
made
City.
Up the same invisible friend. Yeah,
she had at that point, her mom could have been like, oh, she told her.
Yeah.
The older one told the younger one.
You should tell mom there's a girl named
or
Emily.
Or she didn't.
Well, no, of course.
We don't know.
She comes to visit
Devil's
me.
I know. I'm sorry to, you know.
Burst our bubbles.
Well, just this poor girl that wrote a novel to us, but
okay. I want to read one more that's like kind of funny. It's not scary, but it's a person who lives in the nurse or works at the nursing home.
The old people's home.
She goes, after all the things that I've been working on in nursing homes, the scariest thing I've ever encountered is walking in on old people doing the deed. As I'm passing meds, I go to enter the room of a married couple, both partners with dementia, and find that the door has something propped in front of it. I push the door open and find that one of the two residents had shoved a dresser in front of the door. When I fully open the door, I saw somebody's grandpa on top of their grandma going to town with a Depend around his ankles.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay.
I screamed, left the room, gave them 20 minutes, and took the meds back in. Thankfully, they were napping by then. The image will never leave my brain. It happens way more often than you would expect. I have heard that, like,
they're like real STD.
Yeah. Like,
oh, this isn't a ghost story.
No. It's just like, that's a serious ghost.
They disappeared, but they Depend left. It was only left.
On his ankles? Like, that is crazy.
Ew. That is
Take
disgusting.
It off, at least. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard like nursing homes are the highest sex places and like STDs
the Olympic housing.
Oh yeah, I heard that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Olympics. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What do they call the housing?
Olympic Village.
Village. That's what it is.
God, that must be so much fun.
Yeah.
Just being physically fit and having sex with other physically fit people from all across the world.
But also just like, you know, like you're
smut.
All just
could be a smut book.
the best athletes in the world from every country. And you're all just like
banging
or just like hanging out. Yeah.
Well,
banging.
They're banging.
Well, I guess if you get there and you don't make it to like the final rounds in the Olympics, what are you going to do?
Yeah. We're here.
Yeah. Might as well.
But the people who are like in the final rounds for gold definitely weren't having sex the night before, were they?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Let's have someone on. Or like complete focus.
But if you won gold, like if you had sex after you won gold, you're 100% wearing that medal.
No, absolutely.
Right?
Hilarious.
You won gold. Yeah. You got it. Like,
it's just sitting here in the vein.
No, like that's the smut of it all. Like, I'm going to fuck you with this medal.
Oh, do you think two people have ever both won gold in their own
and banged each other?
And then banged each other?
And claimed the medal against it?
Yeah, and you know they're the two people who probably had the most like sexual tension.
Oh,
they probably hated each other.
Has
and
to have
like,
happened.
No, I'm better than you.
Oh, let's write a smut book.
That's a smut book,
Going for gold.
Going for gold.
Or coming for gold.
Coming for gold.
Have you been reading?
That could be the sequel.
Yo, I started Icebreaker.
How are you liking it?
Well, I don't know, dude. Those smut books, I'm just always like, when does it get good? So I kind of really don't know what's going on. I just know that Anastasia is like hooking up with like Nate and then this other guy, Aaron or something. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't remember their names. I think it was Aaron.
That's the one with the cartoon cover of the guy.
Yeah.
I just wait, you didn't get the
Wildfires?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to start with Icebreaker.
Gotta read
you're like
order.
Going for the plot.
I guess, but then I don't know, really.
It's
kind of the most embarrassing book to read. At like the pool, I was like, what the fuck is am I reading?
No, you it's put like a Stephen King cover over
it.
All right.
All right, folks. Happy Halloween.
Happy
Halloween
Eve.
Be spooky. Eat
hopefully
candy.
Mischief night or devil's night is not
cabbage night. Cabbage whatever night. You celebrate.
Not too destructive.
Well, that,
and,
that already happened.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
Yeah, last night.
Hopefully, you're not in jail for the
crimes
you committed.
And you miss our podcast.
For cabbaging it up.
Yeah. But we'll have a happy Halloween, and we'll see you guys next week.
Toodaloo. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.